Right, so guys, you know how excited I've been all morning. Well, I am absolutely stunned and amazed because... Yes, I know. Woohoo! We have the gorgeous Bill Chambers on air with us here on 88.5 and Country in the Valley. Good morning, Mr. Chambers.
Good morning.
Hello.
I've been called Mr. Chambers for a long time.
Oh, haven't you? All right, I'll call you Bill then.
Yeah.
You see, because you're such a legend in my eyes, like how I just, it's Mr. Chambers,
just a
right?
Bloke. I'm just a bloke having fun, travelling around.
Oh, look, absolutely, I'm absolutely thrilled to bits and all a bit of dither, actually, because you're here. I'm kind of a bit starstruck, to be honest. So I just hope I push all the right buttons at the right time.
Well, let's hope we meet in person before long. You'll see that we're just ordinary people, you know.
I know, but you know when you've kind of like there's, because it's, you know, your whole family, right? It's you, your kids have got the... You know, that talent as well, because obviously there's Casey that's doing her thing, but your son also does. Is he into more production or does he sing? He sings as
totally.
Well.
Yeah, no, that's what he does.
Yeah.
He's been Casey's manager ever since she started, way back over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's living in Nashville now. He's got a studio over there. So he does production over there.
Yeah.
I've worked there myself.
I know.
As yet hasn't made an album in Nashville. She's recorded there and done odd things, but she's never done one of her major albums there.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll happen soon.
Well, who knows? Well, you know, Big Bro's there. I think he's a big brother, isn't he? Or is he a younger brother? He's a big brother.
Yeah, no, he's older than Casey.
Yeah.
About 3 years older.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, well, look... I'm just, anyway, the Chambers family are just legends in my mind, okay? You're absolutely, all of you are just so talented. And you know, I haven't met you, but I've seen Casey live and you know, she's just amazing. And you all, to me, you know, come across as down to earth. And
yeah, well, I don't know. You can't take yourself too seriously, can you?
Yeah, no, life's too just.
We're only
life's too short.
We dare not muck it up too much.
Not too much. And if we do, we kind of pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and start again.
We do a little bit, but you know, you've got to learn from life, which we've done, hopefully, and look back and say, well, I got most of it right.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, we are here this morning talking about your new album, and this is the first kind of solo album.
Yeah.
We were talking off air about that.
Yeah, I decided to make an album all by myself. I've got a studio at home, and most of the stuff I've done in the past has been with other people. I've always had guests on the albums. I've always had a really nice band with me. This time I thought, I'll do it all on my own, and I did. And
how was that? Like, that whole experience of doing it solo, was that, like, was it harder? Was it more enjoyable?
It took me all of 2 days.
Really? Because you know what you want, right?
You know, I set up the mics in the studio, and I thought, I'm just going to play these songs how I play them today.
Yeah.
And live with it. And that's how it turned out. And I just added a few instruments, a bit of slide guitar here and there, and a couple of harmony vocals. And that's how it turned out. And it's sort of rough and ready, but I like it. And some people have said, oh, this is your best album. And I'm thinking, wow, I shouldn't have spent
all that money. Absolutely. There we go, guys. So that them there was the 1952 Cadillac by Bill. And Bill, we were talking off air about the inspiration for that song came whilst you were travelling between, you were actually in Alabama at the time, and you were paying your respects to Hank Williams.
Yeah.
With that tune.
When I was a little kid, going to school, my mum and dad used to play these Hank Williams records late into the night, and I think they thought I was asleep, but I wasn't. I was listening. And Hank's songs are pretty tragic. They're all about drinking, cheating.
There's a lot of country songs about drinking, actually. Yeah.
Well, there's a bit of everything, but Hank was the real deal. He was quite a flamboyant character. Died at the age of 29 in the backseat of a 1952 blue Cadillac.
Yeah.
And anyway, I was fascinated by his life and how he died. He was probably overdosed on alcohol and pills.
Yeah.
According to what I can find,
mm-hmm.
and in true rock and roll style, you know. And I've sort of studied his life, so I wanted to check out his grave. And we were standing there looking at Hank's grave, reading the inscriptions.
Yeah.
This song started to come to me. So when I got back to Sydney, my friend James Van Cooper helped me finish the song. So that's what ended up on the album, and that's the title track.
Yeah.